If the United States is a nation of immigrants, then the Seattle Symphony is an orchestra of newcomers. 25% of the musicians were born overseas, including conductor Ludovic Morlot. Most came to Seattle for the music, but for one violinist, it was a trip to freedom. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has our story.
On a recent morning, the Seattle Symphony musicians warm up before a rehearsal at Benaroya Hall. Mikael Schmidt sits near the conductor, violin tucked under his chin. Schmidt began his music studies at age 5 in the former Soviet Union.
At a very early age, you become part of this machine. So basically, it's a goal to create this big star or big, like, great professional musician.
But when Schmidt wanted to continue his studies at the best music conservatory in Moscow, people told him not to bother.
And nobody even made any secret why. They told me, because you're Jewish, you just won't get there.
Schmidt and his family were never imprisoned or physically harmed, but anti-Semitism followed him everywhere, even to a job with the Moscow Radio String Quartet.
This first violinist was telling me, do you understand what kind of responsibility on your shoulders? You're Jewish and we don't take Jews, you know, but, you know, you should be so grateful. And so that, in some ways, was moment when I kind of decide for myself, I gotta get out of there.
Out of the string quartet and out of the Soviet Union, Schmidt applied to the United States for refugee status. He stayed with a distant relative in New York, learned English, and worked as a freelance musician. In 1991, he joined the Seattle Symphony. Mikael Schmidt's an American citizen now. He knows he's lucky. He doesn't compare his journey as a refugee to that faced by tens of thousands of people around the world. Schmidt hopes they make it to the U.S. Here, he says, people have the space to be who they want to be.
And it's so incredible, you know, to have somebody from France and from China play together. And I think this is what makes, I think, our city so incredibly vibrant.
In downtown Seattle, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.